From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council has strongly condemned the most recent ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for what they said increased tensions in the region and beyond. North Korea tried and failed to launch a missile off its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests that violate UN sanctions against Pyongyang. Security Council's stance comes as the Trump administration signals it is running out of patience with North Korea, which continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Here is President Trump.
As far as North Korea is concerned, we are in very good shape. We're building our military rapidly. Answer your question on stability. I hope the answer is a positive one, not a negative one. But hopefully that will be something that gets taken care of.
This week, Vice President Mike Pence said the U.S. is not interested in talks on minor concessions from North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, took aim at Iran and its proxy militia, Hezbollah, saying the United States would act against what she called a growing menace. U.S. Ambassador's comments came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, responsible for conflicts in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, and warned it is taking North Korea's path.
The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach. A comprehensive Iran policy requires that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it is clear there are many.
Tillerson said the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran has ignored the other serious threats. This is VOA News.